Yes.
I was wondering about how to find a good balance between personal, individual practice and helping the community or assisting, supporting. Yeah. And I was wondering also how you have been practicing with that yourself, having had the role of adult for such a long time, finding that your individual practice.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things is, I mean, you do need to have some personal time. We can get pretty obsessed in times trying to have as much solitude as possible. And so much of it comes from, oftentimes it comes from a place of fear or aversion and just not wanting to deal with people. You know, and people are irritating. still, the sense of, different, just being in different monasteries and being in different situations, the opportunity, and being at different times, you know, the opportunity is different. And seeing what works for our own personality. But, you know, even for myself, having been put in a position from quite a young age, really, as abbot of Wat Nanachat and then being, you know, taking on responsibilities and then starting a place in California, I've always, you know, made sure that I've got time to have solitude on a daily basis and just being able to, because we do have, you know, our life isn't that busy, that we don't have any time at all. But what we do carry is a lot of busyness in our minds of, you know, what we like, what we dislike, what we would like to avoid, what we're worried about. So just paying attention to that, and even this monastery itself, Chittaviveka, the name came from Lumpa Sumedho realizing he was not going to get a whole lot of physical solitude anymore, and he needed to find the solitude within himself, whatever he was doing. And, you know, I think he's been an exemplar in that. He's always taken time to be, have quiet time and whatnot, but also you really have to learn how to step back from your own mind and to give attention to that sense of solid connection with the Dhamma practice, and as opposed to it being an ideal that you're chasing. It's something that you're living and trying to make real, rather than it being an idea that's formulated in your mind out there that is somehow more pristine, more pure than you can, you can realistically experience. Because so much of the feeling of dissatisfaction is not getting what one wants. And to be able to just be present with the mind, or present with the mind that's wanting. How can I be comfortable with that mind that's wanting? Is a really important avenue of investigation. Paying attention to it. I've found one of the things that's so important is that investigation of bhava tanha and vibhava tanha, because it's that's where we lose our sort of. It's not so much the craving for sensuality or sensual gratification or stimulation. I mean, it's there, just from having a human form. But that sense of being and non-being, that sense of trying to prop up an identity or prop up a sense of who and what I am, or what I don't want to be, or how things should be, how things shouldn't be, and that we can really learn incredibly valuable lessons by investigating that more closely. And that happens all the time. It doesn't happen just when we're sitting by ourselves in the forest on a 1-month-long retreat. But I think in general, the Sangha of our communities, and you know, we try to pay attention to, you know, having a daily routine that's supportive, but it's also, you know, you've got some time to be on your own. And then using the opportunity for service to the community as a, because if we don't really develop a sense of giving and sharing and loving kindness and a sense of compassion, any amount of meditation that you do never really comes to much fruition. It's still an intellectual concept that we miss the mark on. So that cultivating a heart connection with the fact that here we are in this human condition, not very happy, and how do we help each other? How do we be of service to each other? And especially when you live in a community that, you know, is focused on spiritual practice, and we have great opportunities.